This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. No doubt in Galesburg it's been made easier to try to avoid some rail crossings in town, but especially if you're in other parts of the city or in other parts of the county, you still have to be aware of the rail crossings in the area and to be safe around those. And this week, the Illinois State Police is looking out for you in that regard. It is Rail Safety Week in Illinois, and Illinois State Police District 7 Trooper Jason Wilson is on the line. He's the Safety Education Officer for the district. Trooper Wilson, thanks as always for your time.
You bet, Will. How are you doing tonight?
I am very well. I haven't talked to you in a fair piece, but I know you've been busy.
A little bit, yes.
There you go. And by the way, this time I'm not going to ask you about whether or not you have a quota. Just to get that out of the way.
We had three each.
Oh, really? Three
what? Had three each.
Well, then, see, now that that answers all of my questions. That's not true. We're talking about Rail Safety Week, and I know that's something that the state police and both state and federal agencies are really pretty well involved in this year.
Yes, it's actually something that's been going on for 6 years, and it's actually, I mean, I guess to pardon the pun, build up steam when it comes to trying to get the enforcement out there and just education for it. When we talk about cars versus trains, train wins. I mean, just hands down, the train is going to win every single time.
Yeah.
So we really want to try to focus and get people to understand that you don't want to try to beat this thing, especially when we're talking about depth perception for the drivers as they're trying to calculate, can I even on the kind of the rural crossings, even where there may not be lights and a driver might see that train coming at them and they're thinking, okay, can I beat this? Maybe, maybe not. It's going to depend on the type of train too, because the trains that are the passenger trains, so the Amtrak trains, they're actually traveling around 80 miles an hour. And I know that because I've personally radared them as they're coming down the down the tracks right there on US 34, and they're parallel to the roadway, so I'm able to actually radar them, and they're traveling between Oneida and Galesburg. They're hitting 79 miles an hour every single time. So it's very important that we pay attention to this, because there's a massive amount of force behind those things, and they cannot stop for a long time after they perceive it to be a danger.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. It's sort of a combination of, as you said, the speed with which they're traveling, the force and the weight of the trains and things like that, and also how long it takes them to stop once you hit the brakes. I mean, it's in that regard, it's almost kind of like a car, except bigger, right?
Much, and they've got over 12 million pounds behind them, so they're not just going to be able to, you put on the brakes and they're going to stop in a city block. We're talking miles before they're able to actually stop. So it's kind of a big deal when we talk about this, that people understand that you got to respect those crossings. I understand that it can be a very inconvenient time to have to sit there and wait for the train that's going to be a mile to 2 miles long, and for them to be able to going 55 miles an hour, so you're sitting there waiting for a few minutes, but the alternative is much worse.
Absolutely. And from information that you sent out prior to us talking, you say the weight ratio of a train to a passenger car is 4,000 to 1. That's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and that's, I remember one of the quotes that was actually put in the press release was something that I even remembered from grade school, when we had a train safety guy come in, and there was a picture of a little boy stepping on a soda can, a concrete truck running over a soda can, to give you an idea of the weight ratio of what it would be for a train to hit a full-size car.
My goodness.
It's like a concrete truck running over a soda can.
Oh, my. That's something, you know, that's something you don't want to ever mess with. But as you said, unfortunately, it seems like people are all too willing to do that just so they can, you know, beat a minor inconvenience.
And we have that it can't happen to me mentality when it comes to driving all the time. And even though these incidents are somewhat rare, it's still something that does claim the lives of people, tragically, that are involved in these crashes because of the massive amount of force. And what's really frustrating is how preventable these types of crashes really are. Because, I mean, when you think about it, it's not like a train's just going to come out of nowhere. I mean, they do have telltale signs of where they're going to be and where they're going to go. It's called railroad tracks.
Yeah.
So it's not like one's just coming out of the woods like a deer, and all of a sudden you get hit by a train. while you're driving down the road.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of important to pay attention to these railroad crossings, that they're trying to do everything they can to make as safe as possible with the lights, the horns, and the stop arms that are coming down.
And I want to ask about the laws in relation to those things in a minute, but in terms of fatalities, from what you're telling me here, Illinois has kind of an unfortunate distinction in this regard.
Yeah, we last year we actually had multiple fatalities. We had, I'm trying to look at it myself, we had 109 collisions, and out of those we had 34 injuries and 17 fatalities. So that's kind of a big deal. And also, everybody that thinks that, well, I'm walking through the woods, it's going to be easier to walk on the railroad tracks. We also had 44 trespassing incidents on the railroad tracks. This is even worse, where it was 18 injuries and then 26 fatalities.
My goodness.
So,
and that's something I don't think people think about, that if you're walking on railroad tracks, that's technically private property, is
that
it not?
Absolute private property, and that's one of those things where if you're caught, and they do have railroad police officers, I'm sure Galesburg, of all towns, would probably know better than most, that there are railroad police officers that are specifically out there to look for people who are trespassing.
Yeah, that's true. Burlington Northern Santa Fe does have a police force, that's for sure. In terms of the other laws in this regard, Jason, you talk about the lights and the stop arms and things like that. I think we talked once before about, in terms of stop arms, you actually kind of have to wait for the stop arm to be completely disabled or done being in use before you can cross across the tracks, right?
Yes, and I don't remember when or what year that they kind of re-upped the law, but it was just within the last 5 years where they have come out with the new verbiage saying that if any lights are activated, so even as the stop arms are going up, everybody's trying to inch forward, and then go through, even though the bells are still ringing and the lights are still flashing, I'm sure many of us in our driving careers have seen where the stop arms start to go up and then they come right back down. So it's very important to have that distinction that, yes, even though the arms are coming up, those lights are still activated, you must wait until those lights are completely off before you can actually proceed through the intersection. And as always, you still want to check left, right, left to make sure that there are no trains coming even and the lights are malfunctioning.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a lot of times motorists tend to think that maybe the lights are malfunctioning at times, and maybe they are, but that doesn't mean you get to ignore them, right?
No, you absolutely don't want to do that because, they could be malfunctioning, but if they're not, do you really want to take your family's life or your life in your hands to try to find out? I personally don't.
In terms of stopping at a railroad crossing, the stop line, as with any other, the stop line at near a crosswalk and things like that, that's where you stop, right?
Yes, and you want to make sure that you do stop at that line. You don't want to try to inch all the way forward because the railroad tracks are only so wide, but the train itself is actually wider than that. So you might be pressing your luck, and if there's something hanging off that train, again, with that much weight behind it, it's going to win, whatever it is.
What other things should we know in terms of the laws regarding the lights and railroad crossings and things like that?
It's actually a fairly large ticket. I can't remember what the fine is, but it is a court date, and there's a possibility of suspension of your license. So you want to make sure that you are giving these railroad crossings their respect, not only in the case that the train will win if there is a collision between your vehicle and that train, but also by the laws, because of the severity of these collisions, they have made them fairly steep to make sure people do understand that you don't want one of these tickets, because if you get a ticket for violation of the railroad grade crossing, it could get pretty hefty and be very costly.
During this week, are there any things like special patrols or things like that that'll be going on?
Yeah, and what we're doing with our patrols is we're concentrating most of them even around the, our rush hour, you could say.
Uh-huh.
So morning hours and evening hours, or early evening hours, is when we're going to be concentrating around the railroads most, because we want to make sure these are the times that people are pressed for time, so they're going to usually want to take a little bit less caution to try to get to wherever they need to go if they're running late. So these are the times that we're paying attention to the railroad crossings. But we could always have officers around them any other time of the day, too.
Should folks call police or something like that if for some reason that you're stopped at a crossing and you do think that the arms are malfunctioning or the lights aren't working or things like that?
Our telecommunicators actually have a real good relationship with the railroads, so that's absolutely not an issue. And you can even dial 911 because it could be considered an emergency.
Sure.
Simply because if you have impatient drivers or tensions could flare and somebody might still attempt to go through, and you never know what kind of craziness could possibly happen when there's some issues on the roadway. So, yes, you can even call 911. It's going to be the same operators if you call the non-emergency line, but this could be considered an emergency. So you call them, they'll get a hold of railroad companies and get it fixed as soon as possible.
All right, Jason, anything else we should know about Rail Safety Week?
Just make sure that you pay attention to those lights and don't try to push it. Let the big machines have their right-of-way because they're going to take it whether you like it or not. So just sit back and relax and let them do their thing so you can do yours.
All right. Trooper Jason Wilson, the Safety Education Officer for Illinois State Police District 7. Thanks, as always, for your time, and hopefully people heed your warnings here.
Well, we can hope so. Thanks, Willie. Have a good night.
You too, Trooper Wilson. Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll have sports and business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.